Well, the facts are that this man was shot in September 1971. It was clear that the recommendation was from the RUC chief superintendent in Derry at the time, Frank Lagan, endorsed by RUC headquarters, that the soldier concerned should have been prosecuted for murder. But the Attorney General ruled in December, only 6 weeks ahead of Bloody Sunday, that no soldier should be prosecuted for anything they did in the line of duty. And that decision, of course, would have become the going rate for army conduct then. And so this is only 6 weeks before Bloody Sunday, and it raises the question as to how far it conditioned the mindset of soldiers and those in control of soldiers.
Did the Attorney General's view at the time that soldiers should be immune from prosecution pave the way for Bloody Sunday?
Well, I think that is a concern that many people will have. Was it a conditioning factor or not? It is hard to know. But it shows that the suspicion that many of us had, that the lack of prosecutions at that time and many times since, revealed a certain mindset of anything goes and we cannot prosecute the security forces. That suspicion has now been absolutely corroborated by the findings of the Historic Inquiries team. They have been able to find and show that this is exactly what was said. No other excuse was being offered. And while we all suspect that this was the attitude, to see it expressed in such blunt and cynical terms is still quite shocking. And this raises questions not just for the McGranary family, but also for other families, including those who died on Bloody Sunday, because people are left with saying, was this decision by the Attorney General something that was picked up on by the powers that be over the army and the conduct of security? Was this the signal that they could behave with impunity?
And when the Savile Report is published on June the 15th, will the British forces be immune from prosecution again?
Well, that's another matter. Obviously, we have to await the content of the Savile Report and see what his detailed findings are and whether or not there are any particular recommendations that he has. I know that some of the families have said they're not interested in prosecutions as such, but just getting clear and categorical vindication of the innocence of their loved ones and the truth incontrovertibly established about that day, while other family members, of course, have said that the truth is one thing they're looking for Savile, but that they want justice after Savile.